Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and a very warm welcome to you all, to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's, for our service of home worship on this 12th Sunday after Trinity. It's really lovely to have you with us. I hope that you are all well. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. In today's Gospel, we see Jesus ask the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And with Peter, we proclaim, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God," as we open our hearts to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd, leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour, who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than either we desire or deserve. Pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things which we are not worthy to ask, but through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Listen to me, you that pursue righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many. For the Lord will comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Listen to me, my people, and give heed to me, my nation, for a teaching will go out from me, my justice for a light to the peoples. I will bring my deliverance swiftly. My salvation has gone out, and my arms will rule the peoples. The coastlands wait for me, and for my arm they hope. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look to the earth beneath. For the heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and those who live on it will die like gnats. But my salvation will be forever, and my deliverance will never be ended. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The psalm, great is the glory of the Lord. I give thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted your name and your word above everything. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased my strength of soul. Great is the glory of the Lord. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he perceives from afar. Great is the glory of the Lord. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve me against the wrath of my enemies. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Great is the glory of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we may have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ. And individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith. Ministry in ministering. The teacher in teaching. The exhorter in exhortation. The giver in generosity. The leader in diligence. The compassionate in cheerfulness. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Speak to us, O Lord, we are listening. You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. St. Peter is an interesting character. Sometimes hot-headed, as when he lost his temper and cut off the soldier's ear with a sword as Jesus was arrested in Gethsemane. Sometimes frail and weak. Just a few weeks ago, during the account of the storm on the lake, we heard how it was Peter who left the boat and walked toward Jesus. As he approached Jesus, his faith began to fail him, and he began to sink. It would not be the only time that his faith would fail him. After Jesus was arrested, a frightened Peter denied even knowing Jesus 3 times. We tend to think of the saints as strong, heroic figures, somehow different to ourselves. But this is certainly not the case with Peter. He was as fallible as us all. Yet he was the first to proclaim Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of the living God, when asked by Jesus, "Who do you say that I am?" Jesus goes on to tell Peter, whose name means rock, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." Jesus appoints Peter to lead his church on earth when he eventually returns to his throne in the glory of heaven. It is a great encouragement to us that Jesus places his trust in such a man. For Peter is a man that we can relate to. We too can at times be hot-headed and impatient. Throughout our lives we face occasions when our faith will be severely tested. There may be times when our faith fails us and doubts take over. Jesus understands this, and he places his church into the hands of people just like us, led by Peter. Today we are asked the same question that Jesus asked Peter. Who do you say that I am? And how do we answer? The answer given by Peter led to him being entrusted with the future of the church. And if we answer the same, proclaiming with Peter, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God," then that has a fundamental significance for how we live our lives. Answering Jesus changed Peter's whole life, and it changes ours too. Like Peter, We have made a commitment to follow Jesus, to make Jesus's way our way, to love others as he loves us, to care for and build the church which he has entrusted to us. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May the church be faithful to its calling of bringing the good news of Christ to all the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of war, violence, and oppression the world over, among them the people of the Ukraine, the Holy Land, and the Middle East, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. And we pray for the recently departed and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Blessed are those who make peace. They shall be called God's children. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellygair, for our service of home worship. It's really a privilege to have you with us. I wish you all a safe, healthy, peaceful and happy week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
But purer and higher and greater.